Hi, Miss Lou. It's Jess and Nyla here. We're doing Immanuel Kant for our philosopher project. He was born April 22nd, 1727, and died February 12th, 1804.
The time period and philosophical era that he lived in was the empiricism and rationalism era.
For his family history, he was the fourth child out of nine children, and his father was a harness maker, and his name was Johann George, and his mother's name was Anna Kant. Their family belonged to a Protestant religious group of priests, which was a German religious movement whose members strongly believed in religious experience and biblical study, and they believed that religion touched every aspect of their life. The death of his father in 1746 left him without any income.
Kant's country of origin would be Königsberg, Prussia, which is now known as Kaliningrad, Russia. His schooling, he went to school from 1732 to 1740. His elementary education was at St. George's Hospital School, and then at the Collegium Fridericinum of Pietist School in 1740, Kant attended the University of Königsberg and discovered an interest in philosophy, mathematics, and natural sciences.
He had a very big influence on others. At the age of 57, Kant published his first edition of The Critique of Pure Reason, and he said it was to be the most he was said to be one of the most influential philosophers in the history of Western philosophy, and his aspects and thoughts on metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, and aesthetics has made a large impact on majority of philosophical movement that occurred after him.
All right. Four of his major works included the Critique of Pure Reason in 1781, the Critique of Practical Reason in 1788, answering the question, what is enlightenment, in 1784, and then the Critique of Judgment in 1790.
The Critique of Pure Reason was split into two sections. The first was about transcendental doctrine of elements, and the second one regarded the transcendental doctrine of methods. The elements dealt with the sources of human knowledge, whereas the method draws up a system of methods for the use of pure reason and its prior ideas. Both are categorized as transcendental due to the fact that they are said to analyze the roots of all knowledge and thoughts of possible experience. He states that metaphysics is flawed for assuming that the human mind could make assumptions that are said to be truths that regard things that we can never experience or completely understand. Examples of these would be God and other religious aspects and immortality. He discusses how the mind does not have such power and believes that statements from metaphysics are false. Kant says that there were limitations in speculations for metaphysics, and Kant was doubtful of the book's publication primarily because he thought his critics would not properly understand his book's meaning, and this caused him to revise and publish another edition of the book a few years later. Overall, the book focuses on the judgments of about experiences and the information in there discusses the desire to seek out impossibilities of metaphysics and lay the foundations for another.
Kant's next book that he worked on was answering the question, what is enlightenment? To Kant, enlightenment is when a person grows out of his or her self-imposed immaturity. He defines immaturity as one's ability to use his own understanding without the guidance of others. Others may easily establish themselves as the guardians or authorities of certain subjects. Enlightenment was man's release from the self-incurred tutelage, is what Kant said. And he asked, why do people choose to remain unenlightened by allowing others to make decisions for them, which they could make through the use of reason that takes into account an understanding of what they have learned, which he talked about in the Critique of Pure Reason. And then for Kant, the explanation was simple, is that the mass of men and all women are lazy and fearful. Immanuel Kant also exclaimed that the world is separated into three groups. The few who are enlightened, the guardians whom the unaligned have given power and authority of supervision over them, and the unenlightened whom the guardians treat like animals by exploiting their fear and laziness.
The third book we did was Critique of Practical Reasoning, which contains the doctrine of elements that include some parts from the pure practical reasoning and the dialect of pure practical reasoning. These section headings are the same as those from Critique of Pure Reasoning. The doctrine of elements discusses how a free person and a moral person are one and the same. A free person acts on law and not randomly. No, I said that wrong. A free person acts on law and not randomly, but an external given law, for that would be a form of slavery. It also focuses on a large amount of imperative and finding the difference between hypothetical and categorical. Kant states that the hypothetical imperatives respond to desires, while categorical imperatives respond to rationality. A hypothetical imperative demands a course of action to achieve a specific result. An example of this would be if I said it is raining outside and I want to stay dry, so I should bring an umbrella with me. A categorical imperative demands a course of action under all possible circumstances. For example, this would be one of the Ten Commandments, and that would be thou shalt not commit murder.
All right, the next work Kant did was the Critique of Judgment, which is the third part of the Critique of Pure Reason. It went pure reason, practical reasoning, and then the Critique of Judgment. And the Critique of Judgment is often called the third critique, and it does not have a clear focus as the first two did. Kant calls aesthetic judgments judgments of taste, even though they are based off of an individual's active feelings. The third critique sets out to explore the validity and implications of such hypothesis. It investigates whether the power of judgment provides itself with a prior principle. And then Kant's third critique is one of the early works in the field of aesthetics. Aesthetics, according to Kant, can differ from literary criticism to art criticism, and the Critique of Judgment can vary across all those.
For the description of his best-known theories and ideas, he was strongly related with metaphysics, and Kant argues that all philosophy ultimately aims to answer these three questions: what can I know, what should I know, and what may I hope?
What can I know is, Kant replies that we can know the natural observable world, but we cannot, however, have answers to many of the deepest questions of metaphysics. This answer deals with the transcendental idealism, which is the difference between what we can experience, the natural observable world, and what we cannot, such as God and the soul. Kant argued that we can only have knowledge of things we can experience.
For the second aspect, what should I know, Kant replies that we should act rationally in accordance with the universal moral law. His ethics are organized around the notion of categorical imperative, which is the universal ethic principle stating one should always respect the humanity in others and that one should only act in accordance with the rules that could hold for everyone. Kant argues that the moral law is the truth of reason and hence that all rational creatures are bound by the same moral law.
And then finally, what may I hope? Kant replies that we may hope that our souls are immortal and that there really is a God who designed the world in accordance with principles of justice. He argued that this ethical theory requires belief in free will, God, and the immortality of the soul. Although we cannot have knowledge of these things, reflection on the moral law leads to a justified belief in them, which amounts to a kind rational faith.
For the class discussion question, Kant says that we are supposed to do the right thing for the right reason and not out of the desire for the reward of fear or of punishment. For example, if you volunteered at the Salvation Army, but then to proceed to tell everyone and post online how you are such a good person for giving up your time to help the less fortunate, that wouldn't follow Kant's beliefs because people are only doing it for like the recognition of it. And then our question towards the class would be, do you agree or disagree with his belief and this statement? Why or why not? That's it.
Thanks, Miss Lou.
Bye.